who commits the Superman heresy today. Do we think of Jesus the same way? I suspect that there are not many card-carrying Docetists out there. If you meet any, please let me know. Very few people today would go so far as to deny that Jesus was really human. In our Western world, where naturalism holds sway at the philosophical and scientific levels, you are more apt to find those who would deny that Jesus was supernatural and divine. But I am concerned that some Christians, without thinking, will lapse into the Superman heresy when they consider how Jesus did the things that the Bible tells us he did. We can fall into the trap easily. It happens every time we assume that when Jesus was confronted with a difficult issue, be it temptation, sickness, demon possession, or the like, he overcame the obstacle by virtue of his deity. It is almost as if we think that when Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, he found the nearest telephone booth and pulled off his first century Jewish robe, revealing the Son of God-man insignia emblazoned on his chest. He then went off to do battle with Satan, laughing, "Who do you think you're kidding, deceiver? I am Son of God-man. I cannot be tempted. Be gone." And then, using some sort of cool divine superpowers, he vanquished Satan until the next episode. That is how all the Superman comics and television shows went. The seemingly feeble Clark Kent transforms into Superman and then easily defeats the bad guys. I wonder if some of us have the same idea of Jesus. Of course, when we look in detail at the actual narrative of Jesus' temptations in a later chapter, we will find that Jesus did not do any of the things I just mentioned to stand against Satan. The means that Jesus used to battle the tempter were, well, quite ordinary. That is, they were common, the sort of tools that any human who loves the Lord could use. A number of years ago, the "What Would Jesus Do?" WWJD movement was in full force. The idea behind it was that Christians, or anybody else, I suppose, who were faced with a difficult situation were to ask themselves, "What would Jesus do?" The question was supposed to bring clarity, insight, and guidance. And for a while, you could not swing a tattered comic book without hitting someone wearing a WWJD bracelet, sporting a WWJD cap, eating from a WWJD lunchbox, doing schoolwork in a WWJD notebook. I could go on and on. At any rate, Christians were supposed to stop in the moment of difficulty and ask, "WWJD?" I suppose there is some merit in asking the question. After all, the Bible teaches that Jesus left us an example that you should follow in his steps, 1 Peter 2:21. But the entire WWJD enterprise was flawed from the beginning at various levels, and rather than being illuminated by the exercise, I often found it to be discouraging. Here is how it worked out with me. Let's say I was in a sticky situation. Maybe I was battling a temptation and couldn't figure out how to beat it. Maybe I was trying to share the gospel with a friend and attempting to think up the right words to convince him of his need for Jesus. Or maybe I saw someone in desperate need and I wanted to help that person. What to do? Ask WWJD. But after pondering on what the risen and conquering Lord of the universe would do for a few moments, I usually came up with something like, Jesus would laugh at Satan and say no to the temptation because he was the Son of God. Or Jesus would know the exact thing to say that could confound even the smartest Pharisee because he was the Son of God.